People in Florida and New York and across the country have been phoning their physicians asking for prescriptions for an antibiotic called Cipro. It's the only antibiotic approved by the Food and Drug Administration for anthrax. But public health officials say that unless there is clear proof of exposure to the bacteria that cause anthrax, using Cipro or other antibiotics is a bad idea. NPR's Joanne Silberner explains why.
Knowing when to take Cipro or penicillin or one of the several other antibiotics that fight anthrax is tricky. The drugs must be taken very soon after exposure or as soon as symptoms start, and the symptoms at first mimic the flu. But there are risks to taking antibiotics. The most obvious are the side effects. Dr. David Pegues is an infectious disease expert at the University of California in Los Angeles. He says Cipro, known generically as ciprofloxacin, is a great drug when it's needed, but it can cause problems.
2 to 5% of people will have nausea and vomiting. A similar proportion may have abdominal cramps and diarrhea, which can occasionally be severe. More commonly, up to a quarter of patients can have heartburn. So it can make your life a little bit miserable while you're taking the drug.
And for a small handful of people, it can make life a lot miserable. In rare instances, Cipro can severely damage bone marrow or cause liver failure or severe skin reactions.
If you pass it out to millions and millions of people, it's likely that one or more of these will have one of these serious side effects.
And if people have the pills in their medicine cabinets, they're going to be tempted to use them prematurely, says Dr. Stuart Levy of Tufts University.
You are putting into the hands of the consumer a antibiotic without any directions. What are you going to tell them? You get a cough? Take it. You feel achy? Take it. They're going to be taking Cipro for viral colds. We're getting in the cold season. If they have a supply of the drug, they're going to be taking it for anything that ails them.
And the problem there is that taking the antibiotic when it's not needed can allow drug-resistant bacteria to flourish or weaken the body's natural defenses.
Everyone bears friendly, harmless bacteria on their skins and in their intestinal tract. They help us. They keep the bad guys out. And they also, in the intestinal tract, help to digest our foods.
Basically, these good bacteria take up the space the bad guys need to multiply.
When you take ciprofloxacin, you will remove all the bacteria, the friendly ones, that are susceptible to it, and leave lots of open spaces for resistant ones to take over or harmful ones that you may have casually met with during the day, and now they have taken up residence and can in fact cause an infection.
And this time around, Cipro won't help. So there are the personal risks of side effects and of coming down with an antibiotic-resistant infection. There's a personal cost. A one-week supply runs about $60 or $70. There's also a society-wide risk of running out, says David Pegues.
If we continue to dispense thousands of prescriptions of Cipro, which may sit on patients' shelves at home, we may be limited in our ability to treat sick patients who need the antibiotics now.
Although some pharmacies in New York and Florida have reported shortages, manufacturer Bayer has repeatedly said that it's been meeting demand, and it's increasing its production 25%. In addition, the government maintains a stockpile of Cipro, with plans to distribute it in the event of widespread exposure to the bacteria that cause anthrax. Stuart Levy says he's not stockpiling Cipro, and he's not telling his patients to do it. For those who insist, he advises, put the pills in a safe place, and don't touch them until public health officials say there's a real and documented need for it. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.